Why did you decide that you're ready to make the leap from city council to county government?
The primary reason is I'm a term limits guy, and I set forth goals and I set forth timelines. And my intent was originally to be on the city council for two terms. And there was a confusion with a house that I moved into where we thought it was second ward and it ended up being first ward. Anyhow, that has actually set me on course for a 10-year term. But this, what I'm doing is I'm following that preset schedule for myself. And the city council, I think, was an excellent place to train in anticipation for this even bigger budget.
What do you bring? What would you bring to the Lee County Board of Supervisors?
Primary things, I think I bring leadership, enthusiasm, and just overall a new look. Just like my tenure on the city, is I pride myself as looking at the big picture, the overall picture. However, it's human nature to start zeroing in and you start to get somewhat of a tunnel vision. So in essence, I will bring a new vision. I'll see things from a different direction or a different angle.
What do you see as the biggest issue facing the county right now?
I almost hate to say it out loud. Obviously, it's consolidation. That seems to be what's on everybody's minds.
At this point, I mean, obviously, it's been in papers, radio, television. Do you have a stance on what direction you'd like to see the county going?
I don't know if you could say that I have a stance. I mean, the direction, I'll get away from consolidation. The overall direction that I can tie into that would be I would like to see the county better united. And so to do that, we have to, obviously, this consolidation issue is doing just the opposite. And so I guess my commitment would be to take another look and to listen to, especially listen to the two supervisors from down in Keokuk. You know, the public elected them. And so regardless of what one might think or not think of them, they are equal partners. You know, the county board is in essence a 5-member partnership. And so I would commit to being a very good partner, and I would listen to my equal partners. And I believe with just a small shift in some direction or the other, this can be worked out.
What do you think of the fact that there is a citizens committee that is really working on this committee on their own? What do you think of that maybe factoring into the board decision?
I'm not really for the citizens committee. I still think that what the board is asking this committee, I mean, they keep referring to, well, we need to have a committee that gives the citizens of Lee County equal representation. And so they've pulled a member to that committee from each precinct. And everything that they're describing is, to me, what the Board of Supervisors is. And so, you know, 20% of the population elects each one of those supervisors. So what better way to have unbiased representation for each precinct than to use those supervisors? So having said that, I don't think that I'm not for the board. I think that supervisors should handle the county business. That's what they were elected to do. However, since the board is in place, obviously, it isn't. If elected, I won't just disregard what the board finds. You know, knowledge is power, and there's some pretty sharp people that are willing to serve on this board. So since it is in place, you know, I'm anxious to hear what they do come up with.
When it comes to the budget, how do you approach a budget? What are some of your areas, priorities? Just when it comes budget time, what do you look at?
Well, that's such a wide question. And I guess the best answer I would say, since this last recession hit, which is about the time I took office in the city, and when I took office in the city, we were literally in the red, and especially on the general fund part of the budget. So when it's no different than when you're in the red in your home. What you start to do is you start to judge your purchases by do we absolutely need this, or would it just be nice? Because when money's tight, you a lot of time can't afford the it would be nices. So I guess, you know, a budget is such a wide subject, but that in essence is how I go into any budget, is where are we at? And usually we are in the would this be nice or is it absolutely necessary? So
there was obviously a money issue came up recently when it comes to Keokuk Area Hospital. The board voted to give the money. Looking at it maybe from a two-part question, would you have supported giving that money? And it's expected that the hospital is going to come back to the next board and maybe make a similar request. Have you thought about what you would do if elected and they came back again and made a similar request?
Well, it's a little easier for me because, like you just pointed out, I won't have to make a decision on it for 12 months. And so I will be able to question where they've gone in that 12 months. Ultimately, the decision they made, we can't lose one of the hospitals in Lee County if, in fact, this stops that from happening. So, there's some questions that I would have that haven't been made available to me that will once I get on the board.
Do you think the county works well enough, and you've got an inside perspective on it from the city level? Do you think the county and Keokuk and Fort Madison are working well together on issues?
It doesn't appear to me that they are. Too many times I see this 3-2 vote, and so that's alarming to me, because what it tells me is 40% of the population are not happy with the way things are being run in the county. So now, having said that, once again, I have a lot of friends and family in Keokuk, and I don't think this trickles down to the people themselves. I think it's the folks that are in charge that are having the trouble working together, and I hope to be able to correct that.
What's the best way to help bring jobs, bring growth and stuff such to Lee County? What are some of the areas that you think you'd like to see the county focus on to really grow the tax base?
The county, at this point, that is one area that I do feel we have, cities, county, we've all pushed the nonsense to the side when it comes to that. And we're very aggressive. Lee County is very aggressive. And I think there's been steps in the last 8 years to get us on the right track there. Education, you know, we have to have an educated labor force. I do know I've been involved in several of these situations when we get a hit, if that's what you want to call it, when we have someone interested in coming to this area, there's groups that aggressively respond. And I think if we just continue that is one area that I think Lee County does do a good job at.
Have there been issues as you've been out talking to people campaigning, have there been issues that people brought to you that maybe were not on your radar, but you're putting on your radar now? They've said, hey, if you're elected, look at this. Are you hearing anything new, or are you hearing some of these issues that are you only hearing these issues we've talked about?
Actually, primarily I'm hearing the issues we are talking about. You know, I've heard a couple of concerns on different roads, different secondary roads, maybe a couple of concerns with some of the county parks, some concerns about how the condition of certain campgrounds and things like that. But primarily it's what's being reported.
And then the other issue, and it kind of jogged my mind real quick, there have been talk, I mean, everybody talks about the consolidation, but obviously conservation office took a hit. Got to look at that building. Health department building here in Fort Madison, an older building, trying to figure out how to find a more viable option. Have you been thinking about, have you looked at what to do with those two departments, how to handle where they're located right now?
I really haven't. My time, I'm still up to my eyebrows with the city. Those will be obviously places of concern.
Any other issues that I haven't thought to ask about that are on your own radar? Anything else I haven't thought to ask about?
No, I would just say that I know there was a. It's been said that when you have a long, I'm up against a long-term supervisor as an opponent, and that he's already trained. But and there'll be no learning curve for him. However, I think with my experience with the city, there'll be a very minimal learning curve for me as well.
Final thing, why Chris Greenwald in District 2?
Well, again, the new look. It's just the new ideas I bring. I haven't, when you do something long enough, you get trained to a certain extent that you can't get certain things done. And it's, I'm tempted to tell you the flea and the jar story. Have you ever heard that? Okay. You get a jar and you put a flea in the jar and you put, the flea can jump out. So you put a lid on the jar and the flea will sit there and hit the lid, but then pretty soon he'll stop hitting the lid. He's a trained flea. So you can actually take the lid off the jar and he'll never jump out. Well, when we stay in positions long enough, we become trained fleas, I guess. And so I haven't been taught what I can't do in the county. And so it's an open board for me.